Now he says, for of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man, release unto us Barabbas. And I want to tell you, this man Pilate didn't want to make a decision. And this man Barabbas, he couldn't believe they'd asked for Barabbas, and he wanted to know. And notice what he did, verse 20, Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them, but they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him. And Pilate tried to escape, but he couldn't. And he said unto them the third time, why, what evil hath he done? I found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him, let him go. Verse 22. And he's wrong in that. Pilate, those trying to escape, making a decision. But he had to make a decision. Our Lord's not trying to escape at all. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevail. That's verse 23. And now verse 24, and Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. Now, why didn't he hand down a decision that was according to Roman justice? And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And so this man Pilate finally had to make a decision, just as every man today has to make a decision relative to Jesus Christ. And then he made a decision concerning the Lord Jesus. Now we have here the record of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to note this, because this is a very important section. Now, they followed him, a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. That's verse 27. And Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bare, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, to the hills cover us. And he said, there's a day coming when it's better not to bring children into the world. You want some viewpoints on the population explosion? Our Lord had something to say about this. He said, the day is coming, and it's the time of the great tribulation. He said, it'd be better if you didn't have any children at that time. Now he tells them, don't weep for me. After all, he does not want your sympathy. He wants your faith, your trust, because he did this for you. He didn't have to die, and he's not after sympathy. He's after faith. And he didn't die to get your sympathy. If you have tears, you then save them for yourself. He says, you weep for yourselves, daughters of Jerusalem. This is what sin will do to you, and what it, of course, is yet to do upon the world.